Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And Jeff is coming up in the second break with the Business Week in Review, but we had to grab him while he was here hanging out in studio. He's been in studio all morning. Former American Idol contestant Trevor Holmes is here. Hello, Trevor.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for coming back in. You've been so busy this morning.
Yeah, but I've been having fun. You guys, I mean, I'm having a blast here. You guys are awesome.
Well, and you got to do a meet and greet with some viewers and listeners.
That was great. Some people came down to the studio. They got to hang and see the whole taping and all that. So that was really cool.
And you are, of course, done with Idol, but you are writing and recording songs right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm back and forth between Los Angeles and Nashville. And in fact, right after this Idol media tour, I'm going to Nashville for 2 weeks to write some more songs.
That's incredible.
Looking forward
to
it.
So do you have like an album coming out, an expected release date?
I don't have an expected release date yet, but I will be having an EP coming very soon.
That's exciting.
So, and if people want to keep tabs on that, my Instagram is my main platform that I post information on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to Instagram.
Yes. And my handle is TrevorHolmes86.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that are like, Trevor Holmes. And they set up, right? That's
exactly
what happens when you're famous, Trevor.
But luckily, I mean, I got verified on there. So I got the little check.
Look for the check mark. Look
that
for the check mark.
Yeah.
So you are on the American Idol tour.
Yes.
Because there's actually auditions that are starting up again.
Yeah. Yeah. So the bus is coming to Denver on September 14th. So if you live in the area and you're listening and you're thinking about doing it, don't think, just go, just do it.
Well, and we were talking with you this morning, and that's the one thing you said, like you weren't even going to go audition because you were, was it?
I was afraid.
Afraid,
yeah,
fear,
straight up, fear almost kept me from this opportunity. And thank God that I just put that aside and went for it, because it's been a blessing.
So it was intense, I imagine.
Very, very intense. A lot of pressure.
And going through the show, you and I were talking about this before off the air, just doing the show itself.
Yeah.
The pressure alone.
Oh, yeah. It's the most amount of pressure that I've ever felt, because not only are you performing, but there's cameras and there's audience and the judges and just all around. It's a very intense situation, but it was incredible.
I bet.
Yeah.
What was your top moment, you think, from American Idol?
I would say, I mean, the biggest shock was waking up the next morning after my audition went viral and all that. I think the first day it got 50 million views on Facebook. And so
that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, you never think something like that is going to happen to you. And then, you know, I actually locked myself in my condo for like the next day. I was trying to get my head straight and I went out to get coffee like 2 days later, and I had forgotten. Right when I walk outside, people were like, "Oh my God, you're Trevor from Idol," and that was the real like eye opener, the shock.
And it's that way everywhere you go now, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say primarily like right after I was on TV, right when people saw you. I mean, that's when I was just I couldn't go anywhere. It was absolutely insane. It's mellowed out a little bit, and it's still so flattering. Anytime someone comes up and they want to talk and hear about my music and take a picture, like I love it.
So, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's cool.
And how are you loving Nashville? We were talking about this as well. Mike's, of course, son lives in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And to be around that kind of music scene.
It is one of the coolest cities I've ever seen. And it's not just country music there. I mean, it's the music capital of the world. They have everything there. And in fact, I want to tell everyone that Nashville sucks, because I don't want, and right now there's a huge growth going on.
I know.
And we don't want everyone moving there. So.
Moving to Nashville.
Yeah, exactly.
I just had friends move to Nashville.
Yeah, so it's terrible. Don't go.
Don't go. Just like Colorado Springs. Don't come here either.
No, it's very beautiful here as well. I'm getting to see it for the first time as the sun's coming up.
And you guys get to go enjoy some of the scenery and some great food here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But before you, what kind of songs, how many songs are you writing right now?
I mean, I'm trying to write a song every day.
Wow.
And you don't always... Most of the time you don't write a good song, but that's okay. There's a saying that if you're not writing bad songs, you're not writing good songs. And that's true. It's just you keep pushing them out and eventually you get some good ones in there. So
who are some of your, speaking of idols, who are some of your top musical idols?
I would say some of my biggest influences. I mean, Elton John is one of my top influences. I mean, as a songwriter, he's one of the best ever, I think. And then Ed Sheeran, John Mayer, and then, you know, I actually like a lot of the country stuff, like Johnny Cash I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan. I like Keith Whitley. So, you know, I have my influences from all different areas, and I take what resonates with me and try and make it my own.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, and you saying like trying to write a song every single day, that did make me think of Elton John.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about somebody who can write a song in like 5 minutes.
I actually saw a video where he took, there was someone in the audience. He goes, does anyone have a book? Someone had a book, a random book. He goes, throw me the book. They threw him the book. He sat down at the piano and they said, pick a page. He opened up the page, some random page. He just started reading the text off the book, but the way he was able to compose it together and sing it, it sounded like a hit song. And that is just an unbelievable gift. It's
right.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, and the fact that you can do that, yeah, write a song every day.
I'm working on it. They say, you know, it takes 10,000 hours to master your craft. So I'm just trying to put in those hours and I love it.
That's fantastic. And you are going to perform one of your songs for us right now. What is this song?
So I just wrote, it's unreleased. I just wrote this song a week ago, two weeks ago in Nashville. And so I'd love to test it out on you guys and see what
Absolutely.
You think.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And we're ready when you are.
Right. And do we have time for the whole song or just?
Oh, go for it.
All right, great. So this is called First Forever and it goes like this. Well, I remember that summer I got it. Dad's keys to that 87 pile of rust, and it was my own heaven, falling in love with freedom on four wheels. And the first time I went to pick up that out of my league high school crush, my heart was pounding. I thought it was love, and then I got my first heartbreak. And all of those highs, all of those lows, easy to come and even easier to go. All the first times I thought were so close, now I know they got nothing on. Looking in your eyes on a beautiful night, I can do this for the rest of my life. Hold you in my arms, girl, you fit just right. I'm falling in love for the last first time. Never known anything better. I've never known anything better. No, I've never known anything better. I'm never ever gonna let go of my first forever. Cause baby, you're my first forever. And I remember that LA rooftop bar that we met. I was hanging on every word that you said, and even if I wanted, I could never forget how you had me from the first smile. And now I'm looking in your eyes on a beautiful night. I can do this for the rest of my life. Hold you in my arms, girl, you fit just right. I'm falling in love for the last first time. Never known anything better. I've never known anything better. No, I've never known anything better. I'm never ever gonna let go of my first forever. Thank you. That was awesome.
Go fall over
there. Appreciate that. All right.
That is awesome.
Thank
and that's your most recent song.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Love
yeah.
it.
Thank you. So. Well, stay tuned, and hopefully I can get it released soon and get it out to you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and again, we have the bus audition tour, American Idol, stopping in Denver September 14th. Really quick, Trevor, before you have to let you go, some tips for folks. If they're thinking about auditioning.
Yes, so I have a few tips that I feel very strongly about. One, be authentically you. You don't need to go there and be something that you're not. Just be you, and the judges will appreciate that. America will appreciate that. The other tip is that I tell people, you know, you hear people go, oh, don't be nervous, don't be scared. You're human, you're going
right.
to be scared, you're
yeah.
going to be nervous. But if you can take a deep breath, remember why you're there, and just use that energy for your performance. Those are the biggest things I can tell you. There's no like insider tips or secrets on how to get through, or it's just, that's it. Just be yourself and just give it everything you got.
And like you did, push the fear aside.
That's it. Just push it aside or use it. Use that fear.
Absolutely.
That's energy. Yeah, exactly. So
Trevor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing more from you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. Yes.
A record.
Absolutely.
And enjoy Nashville too.
Great. Thank you so much.
Trevor Holmes, thank you so much. And Jeff will be coming up next with your Business Week in Review right here on KRDO News Radio.